Welcome everyone to this Lexio Bible study on Our Lady, on Mary, discovering the mother of Jesus in the Old and New Testaments. I'm really excited to be here with you today and to share some of the information that I've learned as I've been working through the Old and New Testament studying about the mother of Christ, especially drawing on a book of mine that I recently published called Jesus and the Jewish Roots of Mary, Unveiling the Mother of the Messiah. Some of you may be familiar with my earlier book, Jesus and the Jewish Roots of the Eucharist, and the Eucharist Lexio Bible Study that was based on that book. So this is kind of a sequel to that series, and I'm going to be approaching Mary in this Bible study in a very similar way to the way we looked at the Eucharist in Sacred Scripture. There are lots of different ways to study Mary in the Bible. One thing you could do is look at each passage in the New Testament, kind of take it verse by verse and walk through those interpretations, putting them in their context. But in this Lexio Bible study, what I want to do is go back to the Old Testament and begin there. And really not just focus on Mary in the New Testament, but ask ourselves, how is Mary prefigured in the Old Testament and then revealed in the New Testament? And I think that once you start to look at Mary through this lens, not just the New Testament, but the whole Bible, many of our Catholic beliefs about Mary really come alive, and we can understand how they're actually rooted in sacred scripture. At least that's been helpful for me, because when I first started studying the Bible as a teenager and having to answer questions about the Catholic faith, I didn't have a lot of problems with the Eucharist, right? So, you know, if someone asks you about the Eucharist, you can maybe open to John chapter 6 or to the accounts of the Last Supper where Jesus says, "This is my body, this is my blood." But when it comes to Mary, when it comes to Our Lady, it's a little different, right? So if you go into the scriptures, say, looking for the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception, are you going to find a passage where it says Mary was immaculately conceived? No, right? In fact, what you will find is statements like in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, where Paul says, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And so you have to ask, wait, how do we reconcile Mary's Immaculate Conception and her sinlessness with Paul's statements in Romans? If you look for example, our beliefs about Mary's bodily assumption at the end of her life, you're not going to find an account of the bodily assumption. There's a brief reference to a woman clothed with the sun in heaven. We're going to look at that a lot more closely later in Revelation chapter 12. But there's no narrative of Mary's assumption into heaven in the New Testament. And you can just go on and on. Mother of God, right? That's our title for Mary. She's never explicitly called Mother of God in the New Testament. So why do we call her that as Catholics? And then, of course, my favorite, which is...